A new electric mural officially opens this evening on a South Philadelphia street, lighting up a hidden alley that's been beleaguered by trash and drugs. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that it's the first stage of a planned art walk.
The 1300 block of Percy Street is not really a street, it's an alley. It connects 9th Street with Reed Street by turning twice along the backsides of residential and commercial buildings. Those turns make it blind to the main streets, so it's perfect for criminal activity. But to an artist, it's like Disneyland.
It is a place that unfolds as you move through it.
This is muralist David Quinn.
Unlike a straight street where you can see the end, you really don't know what's coming up on Percy Street until you round the first corner, and then there's a second corner. So it's an experience.
Gwynn has started the first segment of what he hopes will be an artistic promenade through the whole 400-foot alley. Right now, Electric Street is a 30-foot mural using paint and light. It looks like neon, but it's actually a plastic LED system that's resistant to vandalism. The project, just a few yards from the neon beast that is Gino's Cheesesteaks, has the support of the Passyunk Square Civic Association, which wants to enliven the problematic block. The association's Sarah Anton says this alley is the dark side of an otherwise high-traffic area.
The idea is to kind of turn eyes on it and make it something that everybody wants to take care of. When that happens, there's just more eyes on the street.
Electric Street was completed 2 months ago for $18,000. It became immediately popular with pedestrians as a place to take selfies for Instagram. Both the artist and the neighborhood association are trying to leverage that popularity into support to expand the project through the entire alleyway. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.